course.
Yeah, we'll see how that thing works. Can you hear me? Can you hear?
Yes.
This is very good radio. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am joined by Megan McDonald.
Hi, everyone.
Awesome. How are things going?
Pretty well.
You are in the band Fimus?
Yes.
Anything else though? No, that's it, right?
Yeah, of consequence, yes.
Of consequence.
Yeah, I'm starting a new project.
Oh yeah.
But it's only theoretical so far. We're gonna still focus on Fimus, but me and Rob Onzik from ex of the band London Drugs, now of the band Soft Focus, and I want to make like a late '90s R&B group. So we're gonna see about that.
What are late '90s R&B groups? Examples?
Well, I don't know. There has to be some rapping, and I asked him if he could rap, and he said that he didn't know. Oh. So we're going to have to see.
Very nice. And this is like your 20th time on CITR now?
Probably, yeah.
You've been like on other shows now?
Yeah, I've hosted.
Like Duncan shows a million times?
Yeah, Duncan show, Becky's show.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Because you started off my show, I think.
Yes, you were our gateway.
Gateway.
Then we just pushed our way in.
To crazier things. And do you want to talk about why you're here on campus? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was on campus at the UBC Health Sciences Center to do a presentation for STARS, which is my day job. I better not quit my day job, yeah. Right? If anybody's heard Fimus.
Yeah. What do you do? What is STARS?
It's Southland's Therapeutic Riding Society. So I provide therapeutic horseback riding for people with disabilities like autism and cerebral palsy. And it's in the Southlands area of Vancouver.
Right. And you just collected some monies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a presentation and then they signed me over a fat check. So, you know, that was very nice of them.
Yeah, party at, I don't know, I was trying to name
something. Well, there were mocktails there. There were Shirley Temples and something called The Beach and lots of catered food.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was an improv.
It's a whole different world out there, Ben.
That's right.
Yeah, and then there was a presentation from the UBC Improv Society.
Right, so the presentation is an improv show, right?
I don't know. I wasn't improvising anything. I played a DVD for them.
Oh, okay. Oh, for them. Oh, you okay.
Well, for the audience.
Okay.
I don't really know what was going on, I guess, but I was happy to be there.
Oh, okay.
Modern building, not like the sub.
Oh, hey now. Yeah. We're getting a new one in 6 years.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to have...
You'll be dead in 6 years, Ben.
Oh,
you're getting probably. Up there.
I know. It's sad. I'm going to... Well,
you just had another birthday,
How did you find out? I only told my parents.
Sorry.
What was I going to say? I don't know now. We are... Yeah, new studios, apparently a new building, and I think they're working on possibly like a band room.
Oh, wow.
For Radio Hell and other shows.
Cool.
So everybody, yeah, so people can just plug in. They don't plug in anything. They just bring the guitar and plug it into the built-in.
The backline and.
Yeah, backline, and everything is done. And it'll be nice and.
Way easier.
Yeah, and we have a butler. We have a chill fridge.
Wow, Fimus could. It would be a lot easier for us to just come and plug in that way. We don't have to bring anything.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you can bring like. Nothing instead
of two
pounds.
Are you going to have an iPod with our backing tracks on it? Just here waiting?
We're going to have built-in iPods.
Good.
Or I don't know what they call now in 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
Zunes are
going to take over. It's going to be surprising.
We should do some. Oh, I should remind no one. I should tell people that at 10 o'clock, Stamina Mantis playing live in studio should be... More than fantastic. So stick around for that.
Featuring
Shoel and Mr. Ugly and Bill. But okay, let's play some music. I just popped my lips on radio. Awesome. Should I play one of these songs?
Sure.
Which one should I play?
Why don't you play The Magician?
Which one? Is all of them? Is there?
There's one. It's called Take a Trip, I think.
Take a trip. Awesome.
Yeah, it's. This is not released yet, and it's just... sent me four songs that he's been recording with John Anderson, and Jay Arner plays on it as well.
Okay, awesome. Here we go. The Magician, third place winner of Shindig 2 years ago.
Yeah, winner if the first two bands die.
If, yeah. Well...
People's names. I try to think of something that would stimulate the room, like dancing with a broom after a beer or two. And I cannot approach you because I have sweat on the palm of my hand. I have sweat on the palm of my hand. There are certain parties where you always feel alone. You cannot say a word without someone letting out a groan. People treat you like a book upon their plastic shelf. They keep it there for show, but they haven't actually read it. And I cannot approach them. Due to the fact mark that I have sand in the palm of my hand. I have sand in the palm of my hand. And I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand.
That was Apollo Ghosts playing tomorrow night with Frog Eyes and somebody. I don't know. Frog Eyes
maybe
and Apollo.
Tirana Horse?
Oh, yeah. Tirana Hot Horse.
Yeah.
At the Biltmore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And before that, we play some Magician with a song called Take a Trip. Is there a name to this album yet? Do you know?
No, not yet. It's unnamed. But I... Nathan Mose, who is the magician, he could not be reached at press time because he's traveling right now.
Oh, where is he?
Oh, he's out east somewhere. He was in Ottawa at some point.
Is it just not music stuff, though?
I don't know what he's doing. Hmm. I just got an email, and then he said he was in Ottawa, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
When he played Shindig, the first time he played, he didn't have a band. He had cutout box drawing, well, cutout things of, like, I don't know, like Dan Marino or something. Because I think he said something about he doesn't want to feel like he's alone on stage or something. And eventually he got, Jay played with him a little bit here and there and other people as well. Now he has a full band. Those are the people that are playing with him on the album, do you know?
I think that they're doing some of it, but he's getting a lot of assistance from John Anderson, and then Jay Arner played some stuff on his album too. But there's like banjo and stuff that you heard in there. That's John Anderson. He's a really, really good banjo player. He used to play in Radiogram, and he does his own solo stuff.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from John Anderson in a while.
And like Jonathan Ink. He's doing a lot of studio stuff, and he has a really great studio out in Langley. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't play a lot of shows around anymore. He's a young family.
Right.
Oh, and a thriving business.
Those families. It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Let's play something else. What do you think?
Should we do the world premiere of the new Brastronaut song?
Sure. Why not?
I was calling them Banffstronaut because Ado's in Banff again. but the majority of this was recorded when they did their residency in Banff last year at the Banff Center for Banff months. And
I don't know anything.
Okay, the Banff Center is an amazing center where artists of, you know, in various, that work in various mediums can go and live there for 3 months
and produce
a great piece of art. So Brastronaut recorded an album and then they sort of decided to retool it in the fall instead of releasing it in October, and now they're about to release it. And it's called...
Cool. They played here last week downstairs in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to that show, you're too late.
Yeah, we're like a week late.
Okay, let's play this. This is Low High Hopes. Is that the right name for this? Okay, awesome. Brastronaut on CITR.
Got my she said. Tell us the truth, the confession. If you clear your head. You saw her little man. Where shall we meet? Meet me in Maine up with Keith Oweller. Will tomorrow sleep when I got back?
You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Don't wanna be liked by you. Don't wanna be liked by you. And I never wanna. I might play music for you. Oh, I might play music for. Don't wanna be loved by you. And I never understood. just let the love in. I suppose I'll just let the love in. Don't wanna be like I
coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Okie dokie. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Radio Hell is a show. Oops. Not a good idea.
We're just trying to do Foley sound here. Creak. Step.
Anyways, you want to take over while I try to fix it?
my name is College Radio. Yeah, his name is Ben Lai.
And you are?
Megan McDonald. And we just listened to Julie Doiron. And
she is playing. She's coming here Saturday at the Biltmore. She's playing a show.
Nice.
Early show. So go and see it.
And then Glory Days is after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Julie Doiron. And then before that,
we listened to the world premiere of Brastronaut song from their forthcoming album, Mount Chimera. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Weston Smith, listening all the way from Portland, Oregon, on the internet. And then I also hear that Alex Wilson has thrown aside just looking at faxes all day, and he's logged in. So he's on the net now listening to us.
Faxes?
Yeah.
What are those?
Well, it's, you know, it's like rotary dial.
It's like email, but black and white.
But better.
But better. Yeah. It's like if you get emails and you print them out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great.
And just to mention, at around 10 o'clock, Stamina Mantis, live on this very program. Ooh. Stick around for that excitement. Okay, let's play more music. This is Bobby Berman.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to tell me about it?
This is his new album. This is from his new album called New Moods. He's going to be coming and playing at the Biltmore February 19th with Yacht. And also, I'm not supposed to say, but my own band is opening as well.
Oh, you're not supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. Is it like a secret show? It's pretty lame. but, I mean, it's not lame. It's not lame that we're opening, no. But, Fine Mist is opening. But Bobby Birdman is amazing. I've followed his work for years and been able to play with him in other incarnations of my bands. And I can't wait to play this show because he rarely gets to Canada. He's living in California right now. Mm. And he's lived in Portland, lived all over Nevada City, all over the place. So we're lucky to have him.
Awesome. So the show, once again, is what time?
February 19th at the Biltmore.
What day of the week is it?
That's a Friday.
Oh, good day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Bobby Birdman, Only for a While on CITR. I'm out.
Ay, 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 ay corner, and our eyes might meet.
Where you been, darling, darling? Where you been, darling, darling? Where you been, darling? We've been holding this moment for you. Where you been, darling, darling? Where you been, darling, darling? Where you been, darling? We've been holding this moment for you. I told you your dreams would come true. I told you your dreams would come true. I told you your dreams would come true. I told you.
Yeah.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
And we are CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, CITR.ca. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is a program. My name is Ben. I am here with Megan from the very fine band Fine Mist.
Thank you, Ben.
So, when's the next show?
Our next show is January 29th as part of Damaged Goods Night. That's Quinn Amore and Dustin John Bromley from Adjectives Night.
That's Friday, is it? Soria.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Good for you.
Yeah, good for us.
Good for you.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Let me tell you what I played in the last set. The last song you heard was SSRI's. Honest is the name of the song off the Teams EP.
Who did the artwork on that?
I don't know. Some guy. Some guy. Oh. Sean Maxey.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He is, he's all right. He's okay. He's all right. And before that, I played some Run, Chico, Run. Off the album Rocket Surgery. The name of the song is Slow. And this is the last album they had out, right? Do they have another one since
then?
Yeah,
I think so.
And this came out a while ago, like a year ago.
Yeah, they've been playing with a lot of other bands as the backing band.
Right.
And they're the best backing band you could possibly have, basically. But it's been taking them away from their own stuff. But they are playing a show if anybody wants to road trip out with me and Sean Maxey and others. February 5th in Victoria with chat. So, you know,
nice.
Just contact us somehow.
Oh, you're offering a ride?
Yeah, there might be space in the car.
Fancy.
We'll see.
Run, Chico, Run, and from Victoria. Before that, The Doers, which is mentioned Sean Maxey is in that band. What You're Doing is the name of the album. Wicked World is the name of the song that we played. The Doers. I'm not going to talk more about them anymore. Before that, The Kidnap Kids. Shindig, third place champions.
2009.
Same position as The Magician that we played a while ago. The song I played was 1, 2, 3. And before that, some Jay Arner, Bird of Prey, title track of the album from Mr. Jay Arner. Number 2 charted album last week on CITR.
Well, right. As Jay put it, he said that he's the top charting artist on CITR that is still alive.
Yes.
You know, as Jay Retard was number one. Number one?
Yeah. Yeah. Is number one was. I don't know.
Is was, yeah.
He might still be. Who knows about this week?
So we're just going to try to push the living into the number one slot here.
Yeah. We'll see. Too soon. Anyways. Before that, we play some Yacht and some Bobby Burtman. They are playing with Fine Mist at the Biltmore on February the 19th. Ding! Awesome. Good job. Very shortly, Stan Mantis live on CITR. I think they're doing the final sound check right now. We'll bring them up as soon as we can. And until then, more music. This is a band called You Say Party, We Say Die, and they are playing in Kamloops tonight, I believe.
When the morning comes and I don't want to face the daylight, when the morning comes and I can't make my body rise, when the morning comes and the darkness presses on all sides, when the morning comes I have to fight.
They said you were doing just fine. I guess I was out of line. But I will still make you mine. When you call, I will come to you, to you. When you call, I will come to you, to you.
Don't you want to fall down all the stairs? Sleeves are tangled up in all your hairs. I ain't got no rat hole for that. No, I ain't got no rat hole for that. Ever had an apple in your eye?
That was some They Shoot Horses, Don't They? The song was called Apple from the album Boo Hoo Hoo Boo. I am here. My name is Ben. I'm here with Megan from Fine Miss.
Hello.
The show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. As I was saying, talking to you, you are the voice of the Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell PSA or show promo.
Right, yeah. You and me and Jay Arner made it at our farm,
yeah,
I guess, when we used to live on a farm. Oh, I guess a year and a half ago or something, yeah. We must have done it.
It. You kind of go Sunday. Anyways, you, if you listen to the show or some other people's show, I think Becky plays it a lot.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, she's also on the...
I was sort of making like a Demolition Derby style sort of voice.
Have you heard it?